T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 6:14 on 6:14 Flag Day, so display the colors if you have them, and do so respectfully, please, and that includes after, because I'll see some people as I walk around that have little flags stuck in their lawn, and then they ignore it, and before you know it, the flag is in the gutter and being rolled upon by cars, and I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be at all. Dave Ray joins us now, Communications Director for FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform. Good morning, Dave. Happy Flag Day.
Hey, happy Flag Day, Tommy. How you doing, buddy? And happy Monday on top of it.
There you go. I'm doing well. Tell me about, and you?
Doing great. You know, beautiful day here in the nation's capital, and looking forward to turning the corner on this immigration issue any day now. That's very optimistic, of course, but it's what I do for a living.
Yeah, let's talk about Vice President Harris's trip, kind of awkward because Lester Holt asked her, well, why didn't you go to the border or why aren't you going? And she seemed unprepared for the question, and you would think that they would anticipate that question. Anyway, I think it's pretty obvious that she doesn't want to go to the border, because then we'll see how much of a complete and total disaster it is, and she'll be linked with that, and that's not what they want. Tell me about her trip and what she was talking about with about other countries, the triangle, et cetera, so forth.
Right. Well, I mean, I would, if I were her public relations consultant, which I've done quite a bit of public relations consulting in my career, I would tell her that her trip was an unmitigated disaster right from the very go. She arrived in Guatemala to, you know, first of all, she's the border czar in the United States. She's from a border state, so she clearly knows where the border is. Apprehensions of illegal aliens have soared since Joe Biden took office. With all that, you know, we have more unaccompanied minors in the custody of the federal government than ever before. With all that in mind, she doesn't bother to visit the border to see for herself and fully understand and hear from the men and women of the Border Patrol. She goes to Guatemala.
But you know politically why she's not... Dave, you know politically why she's not going to the board.
Absolutely. Well, because she has aspirations for president, and it is ugly, and it is inhumane, and it is un-American what is happening at that border. They have put in place, they have demolished every facet of immigration enforcement and basically incentivized illegal immigration into the United States, and now they're acting surprised over what is happening. You know, she goes to Guatemala. Think about the irony of this, Tommy. She goes to Guatemala to lecture the president there about what she characterizes as the push factors of immigration, like, you know, political corruption, climate change, you know, out of control gang violence. Now, you know, there's a little town here in the United States called Chicago that has, you know, some of the highest murder rates due to gang violence in the world. She might have stopped by Chicago and lectured Lori Lightfoot, their mayor, about how to stop gang violence before she went down to Central America and dropped that little nugget of information on the lap of the president of Guatemala. But, I mean, to show you how bad things are, NBC News' Lester Holt, as you mentioned, pressed her on why she hasn't been to the border. Now, when the corporate American media is turning on a fellow Democrat, because the corporate American media is basically like the communications branch of the Democratic National Committee, and he presses her on why she hasn't been to the southern border. And then she goes into one of those kind of nervous giggle fests of hers that kind of she thinks diffuses the situation, but it actually just makes her look pathetic. And she blurts out, well, I haven't been to Europe yet. I'm like, I think everybody in the country, including people in the White House who were watching this, were just stunned by the answer. That is not funny. There are children dying on the southern border. We've incentivized. The president of Guatemala said the second that you announced that we are not going to, that the United States is not going to turn back children, because when children were dropped off at the border, we returned them to their parents in Central America. As soon as you announced that that wasn't going to happen anymore, the streets were full of alien smugglers looking for cargo, and that cargo is children.
Let me jump in real quick before the break. To be fair, she did say, do not come. Will that have any effect on the people that are heading this way, you think?
No, of course not. Yeah, of course not, Tommy. You know, when you say, don't open my front door when I go to bed at night, yet you promise everyone that you won't lock it and you won't look to see if anybody's coming in. I mean, she's saying, do not come. You'll be sent home. But 40% of the people who are arriving here are staying. I mean, she's stepping on her own message, as you would say.
We take a break, come back, talk about Title 42, Remain in Mexico, and how that's gone now, and how it seems to have worked. It's been a problem for a long time. President Biden didn't inherit this, neither did President Trump nor President Obama. It's been a problem for a long time, and it seemed as though Title 42 was working. Now it's gone. If you don't know what that is, you'll find out when we come back, 6:20. We're talking about the southern border. Time for traffic now on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, on his Monday morning, June 14th. We're talking to Dave Ray, Communications Director for FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform. A country without a border is a park, and maybe that's even too generous because a lot of parks have admission fees. Tell me what's going on with the Title 42 Remain in Mexico thing that was in effect, who put it into effect, and now what's the situation?
Well, let me first of all paint for your listeners, Tommy, what the current situation is. Since Biden took office, illegal alien apprehensions have soared. For the month of May, they hit 1.8 million, which is a new record ever in American history, highest level ever. And if at this rate, if it continues, we are going to have, I'm sorry, it was 180,000. If this rate continues, we will have 1.8 million by the end of this fiscal year, which is the highest rate ever in American history. So with that in mind and seeing what they've created, despite Vice President Harris's urgings not to illegally enter the country, the Biden administration has chosen to terminate the Remain in Mexico policy, which was policy put in order under the Trump administration that required people illegally entering the United States and asking for political asylum to remain in Mexico awaiting their hearing here in the United States. What that did effectively is end catch and release as we know it. You know, ask for political asylum with the intent of never showing up for your hearing and simply being released into the country, never to be seen again. The only thing remaining in place from and this is really the scary point. The only thing remaining in place since the Trump presidency ended is what's known as Title 42. And that allowed the CDC and in conjunction with border enforcement to effectively close the border to anyone coming in to the United States, turn them around right there at the border and send them back across into Mexico because of a public health crisis in the United States. Now, that public health crisis might be ending here in the United States or peaking right now. I mean, we could at any time have another wave, but it certainly isn't ending in Central America. So a lot of these folks coming in are infected with various strains of COVID. They are actually thinking about ending Title 42, which has still allowed us to turn back about 60% of those apprehended. So about of the 180,000 apprehended in May, keep in mind 60,000 of them were turned around immediately. Without Title 42, there's a real big question as to what the Biden administration is going to be able or willing to do. They will essentially have ended border enforcement. The Border Patrol has been turned into a bunch of babysitters because of the influx of children. And Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, their deportations are down to historic lows. So they could really, I mean, things could really get a lot worse before they get better, unfortunately.
Let me jump in here, Dave. One thing I want to address before we let you go, and that is fentanyl. An ounce of fentanyl is extremely dangerous to a whole bunch of people. We're talking about hundreds of pounds of fentanyl that are coming across the border. What doesn't worry me is the amount that's being seized. What worries me is the amount that they're missing. Talk about that, if you will, and how can we strengthen the border to keep this fentanyl from coming into the country?
Well, you know, a border that allows in 180,000 illegal aliens every year and more than 100,000 what they call gotaways. Those are people who didn't get caught by the Border Patrol because they're smuggling children or, you know, sex slaves or illegal drugs or, not, you know, guns or what have you. You know, that border is open to the smuggling of drugs, just like smuggling of anything else. There's been more fentanyl apprehended this fiscal year already than all of last fiscal year. And it has been estimated that there's been enough fentanyl apprehended to kill everyone in the United States at least once, if not twice or three times. With that said, you know, this is a deadly serious problem. I mean, there's a reason why.
But that's
Congress
what they got.
Wants, right?
Dave, if that's what they got, you know they missed a lot more. Yeah, okay.
Oh, they did miss a lot, and that's what they tell you. They call them gotaways, and that's really what they're most concerned about. And they know that they've had, you know, hundreds, at least 100,000 gotaways. These are people who are trying to elude. You know, for example, there was a raft full of illegal aliens crossing the Rio Grande. They saw the Border Patrol on the other side. What did they do? Throw a six-month child overboard, so the Border Patrol got distracted, and they were on their merry way.
All right, thank you, Dave. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again. Dave Ray, Communications Director for FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform. That fentanyl thing is going to bite us big time. We better get a handle on it, I'm telling you. It's when we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist. Paul Mineri has handled this thing with the utmost class, and it just wasn't meant to be for LSU. And, you know, yesterday, I'll talk more about this when we come back. I had a new outlook on winning playoff games but not getting to the championship. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.